If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Well, hold on while I smack myself in the hand with this ruler, guys. Shame on us. Shame on me that it took 56 episodes of the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular before we had Illini Basketball Sports Information Director Derek Burson on the show. Derek, please accept our apologies and welcome to the show.
No, I think that's a success that I dodged it until 56. I'm going the other way on this. I like to be the guy behind the scenes. I'm not usually on the air like this very often. That's why I always pass the ball to Kent whenever it's something like this. But no, happy to do it.
Yeah, no, Kent. Well, wait, we should say Kent Brown said, actually, shh, I'm going to tell Derek I'm busy. He's got to do it. Good to have you on. I have to ask, what's it been like to actually have a bit of a lull after a nonstop couple of years with the pandemic and the transfer portal? And is this guy going to stay or go? And NBA draft? And it's just been nonstop for you guys the past really two, almost 3 years.
Yeah, it has. I mean, the pandemic, like for everyone, that was, I'd never heard of Zoom until about April of 2020. And then that's all we did for a year. And to be honest, for men's basketball, it's all we did for 2 years because of the construction at Ubbin. Coach Underwood and all of our players, we did every road Zoom before a road game. We did by Zoom because we couldn't have anybody in Ubbin because of construction. So that became a normal way of life for everybody. And yeah, it's been busy. I think about, especially with the first COVID year made all the dates odd for when you could withdraw from the NBA draft. You know, that wasn't traditional. It was my daughter's birthday when that Friday night when Io texted Coach Underwood, I'm coming back. So she had six friends over at our house for a party. And I'm like, I'm going upstairs. I'm shutting the door. I got 3 hours of work to do. I'm sorry. And then the next summer I was actually in Destin on our family vacation when I got the call from Coach that Kofi's coming back. We got to get ready for that. So those were, non-traditional times, but very happy to be busy when it's news like that. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. You're living the life of the recruiting analyst when people commit at random hours and you just got to say, oh, it's time to stop and write a story now or make a phone call. So it's a lot of fun, though. But Derek, I got to ask, you've run the gauntlet. You've been to the Final Four. You've been to a national championship game. You've had years when it wasn't quite as much fun with winning and losing. What's kind of – give me a summation of being the SID – for a program as they've gone through, the ups and downs of Illinois basketball.
Yeah, it takes a toll because you care, if to do this job, you care. Obviously no one puts in anything like what the players or the coaches do, but you care at that level because you experience everything with them. And yeah, it's been, I'm like everybody else, Illinois basketball's always been my, my passion and my joy, Illinois sports and specifically Illinois basketball. To be there at everything is, you kind of pinch yourself, but when I step back and think about it, but yeah, when I started the first five, six, I'd say actually the first 7 years I was did it, we were in the tournament every year and we won four Big Ten championships and two tournaments and played on Monday night for the whole thing. So that's all I knew in terms of an employee. And then you deal with some of the other side, years where you're on the bubble, years where you're not, you know, all that stressful. And, but what is neat about the whole thing is you see when you're around the athletes, you see what they go through, and they always lift you up, you know, because you see their drive and their commitment and their resolve. And you lose a tough road game and maybe you're, you know, upset or you're thinking about it, and you see the energy they bring the next day in practice. And then that you're just right back at it. So every coach I've ever been around always talks about the process, you know, and staying in the moment. And it's true. That's the key to all this. The sports information specifically, it's an odd thing in that you're, you know, your flow of, you have all of this work to get ready for the game, and then you need the game to happen. So you go back to work, and then you have all your post game work and your 14 hours of research and game notes. And then you get to the afternoon of game day and after the shoot around, and it's like, well, now I need the game to be played. That's actually when it's the quietest, and probably for the media too, you know, the hay's in the barn at that point. Now you got to have the game played, so you know what you're reacting to. So I don't really realize it's been that many years until you get home from, you know, Minneapolis and lay down at 2:30 and your alarm goes off at 6:30 a.m. I noticed that I don't bounce back quite like I did in 2003 from that, you know. In 2022, it's a little rougher waking up.
So you've been there during a time of great change. Obviously we have NIL now, and I was looking at the change that the transfer portal has made for the coaches and players, but what has that meant to you in doing your job to try to keep up with everything going on in the transfer portal?
It's just like everybody else, you know, you just adjust with the times, you know, and it was not every once in a while you'd have a transfer, you know, in or out. You know, there's always been transfers of maybe guys didn't make it into the plane rotation and would transfer for that, but like a high marquee plane time in or out guy, that would be every once in a while, and then they always sat out, so you got to know them for a year, you know. Marcus Arnold, Trent Meacham, you know, you can go think about the transfers we had in the 2000s. Jack Ingram, you know, you were around them for an entire year and got to know them and knew what they were about, you know. And so it was, you know, it just wasn't as rapid fire as it is now, you know. All of a sudden, like I think about like Alfonso Plummer, you know, I hear his name and literally 3 days later he's committing, and I'm Googling him and watching, you know, I'm a basketball junkie, but I did not get to see Utah very much. So I'm watching clips of Alfonso Plummer, just like everybody else, you know, and I'm like, okay, we can, yeah, that's a pretty good looking stroke. Well, that'll work, you know. But, and then, you know, think about it. I mean, that Kansas State game, what was that, 2 weeks into our season? I mean, he put us on his back that night, you know, in Kansas City, and threw them in. And all of a sudden, think about what kind of season he had for us, you know. I mean, it's critical, the portal. I mean, it's here to stay, and it's a big part of it. And it's interesting though how it's changed, but it's one of those things that, you know, it's here and you gotta go with it and learn to adapt and accept it. And I think our staff has done a really good job of that in basketball.
Something else that's changed as we talk with Derek Burson of the SID Office for Illinois Basketball is this program. And I'd love to get your perspective on this in terms of when Brad Underwood came in, the attention and the media attention and the requests that you get in terms of the program status. This was a program that wasn't at rock bottom, but certainly had not been at the level that Illinois fans and the media and the basketball world was used to Illinois being at. Talk about how things are now compared to how they were maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and just the attention as the Illini are once again one of the elite programs in the country.
Yeah, what's been interesting about being through this whole process with Coach is he came in from day one and he had, you know, his swagger. I don't know what the right word is. Bravado, swagger, confidence, you know, you can go on and on, but like what the right word is. But just this way he carried himself, it was like he came in with, he remembered, you know, he was in Western Illinois when this was rocking, and he came back and he's like, basically like, act like it, you know, almost like a challenge, like a jolt, like, you know, we need to, everything we need to do needs to be like where that level of program, because that's where we're going, you know. And it was a jolt that you know, resonated, and they, him and his staff, and they did the work in the recruiting trail, and it, those, we took our lumps early, you know, and it wasn't easy, and you got to remember that on it was, it's a process based thing, and there's no fast forwards or shortcuts, but you know, they, in year three, I mean, we were one of the best teams in the country at the end of the year. You know, we didn't get to have a tournament, but that year, and then the next year four, we, you know, I guess we got a one seed, finished number two in the AP poll, you know, we were one of the best teams in the country. And then at times this past year, we played like one of the best teams in the country and won a Big Ten championship. And that's, you know, on our home court, those are, we've got 18 of those, you know, in the history of the program, and State Farm Center fans got to experience that last year. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Really, really special, and a great group. And, you know, you think back to what I love about that team is those anchored by two guys or three guys, if you say, because Kofi 3 years, that went through it all, you know, and DeMonte and Trent went through, they saw the whole thing through and got to leave as champions. And that's really special.
Derek, I feel like one thing I'll say, when we talk about the history and going through this, you and I, we've done a lot of, like, we spent a lot of time together in various locales around the world. I mean, we've been to Maui and Vegas, and give me that one memory you have where you've traveled somewhere where it was just kind of an amazing experience.
Here's, like, you know, I'm a simple person. It's going to, did we win or not? You know, that's going to, that's going to be a driver on that, you know, to be honest. But no, ones that don't count are foreign tour trips. Those are always fun. Had a great time this last time in Rome. It was when we were finishing, we were in Rome and we had a day, and Adam Fletcher, our strength coach, and I went on a field trip, and we got on the subway system or train system, whatever it is there, and made our way to the Tyrrhenian Sea and had ourselves an afternoon there. But that wasn't a game that counted, but man, I'm telling you, any road win like this, even just this past year, think of that Michigan State game and their insane comeback. And that, I'm forgetting that, what's the guard's name? I'm forgetting his name, the point guard that,
oh, he went off
every, yeah, what it, yeah, every single possession for them. And we came right back and threw it into Kofi, bucket, silenced the crowd, you know, man, that was good. In 05, that's Michigan State again, but you know, you think of the environments right away. They're so hard to win at. We scored on 12 straight possessions in the second half. That year at Kohl Center, we were down 10 in the second half, or 8 or 10, something like that. And we had that, you know, Ingram hit some threes, and then we used to run that play with James where he would
slip screen,
fake the screen and slip. I can't remember, they called it orange or whatever they called it, and shut the whole place up. Man, that was fun. And those are hard places to win, you know. And think about Wisconsin, we went a long time, we didn't get a win. And then Io's dagger there in 20. Oh man, thinking about that. Anytime you win at Indiana, 2008-09 season, we won at Purdue in overtime. That was, I think we only had, I should have looked this up, because that was when they were turning people over like crazy. We played an overtime game there and only had like 6 turnovers or something like that. And that's when I thought, man, this 3-guard thing with Dimitri and Chester and Trent, this has got a chance to be something, you know. So that was pretty cool. The early 2000s, I didn't, or like Frank and Lucas Johnson and Corey Bradford, those years I didn't travel all the time on the road, so I'm thinking of some special games there, but I wasn't on the road for all of them. San Antonio in the 01, going to the Sweet 16 with that team, that was a lot of fun. In the Elite Eight, that Kansas game, Frank, oh man, that second half, that was, yeah, we could do this for an hour, guys. I don't know if your listeners want to hear that. You don't want me going down memory lane this far, but that was a lot of great moments.
So I'm going to ask you a tough question then. When you look at the Big Ten and all the opposing venues, mm-hmm, you've been to them all. You've watched games at all of them. Which one's the toughest place to play in your estimation?
Yeah. Okay. Again, I don't want to legislate every word, but this is how my brain works. So you heard toughest and like is loudest, hardest to win, toughest to deal with, because there's different kinds of tough, like
blend it all together.
Yeah, I think we would all agree that Mackey Arena is probably the loudest. But man, when it's rolling at Indiana, that's hard. Those Bo Ryan years of Wisconsin, really, really hard, but that's different. That's like, I was like, Wisconsin is like going to a hospital. It's cold and it's, you know, sterile, and you pass the ball for 30 seconds and get one shot and it's a miss, and then they defensive rebound it and, you know, you don't see the ball again for 3 minutes, you know. Hard, right? Hard to play there, but it's not the, and it's a good, everybody's got a good crowd, but it's, I wouldn't call it the loudest. Michigan State gets loud. I'll tell you, I can probably think of, we've been in circus atmospheres in every place in the league. I remember 1 year Penn State, they were like, they thought if they got this win, they were going to get in the tournament, and they let every student come in for free. We were there and Taylor Battle made like a shot at the end. They stormed the floor. It was chaos. When Michigan, you know, the students are right behind you. And at one point, I don't know if they still do. I swear at one point in time, they had a cowbell and they would ding it all the time and do their Go Blue cheer, you know, as literally 2.5 inches behind my ear for 2 hours. Pretty rough. The rack gets loud. The toughest, man. It's hard. Ohio State. We had some insane atmospheres at Ohio State. Yet that, I would say this. I think that's what makes the Big Ten special in basketball, is every place you get an insane home court. Oh, I haven't even brought up Iowa. How loud does Iowa get? I mean, it's deafening, you know. Mackey, I know we've played at Mackey before where we didn't hear a whistle and we kept playing, you know, like the players on the court kept moving because you couldn't even hear the referees on the court blow a whistle. That's pretty loud. And, you know, you're asking me opponents, but obviously when State Farm's full, I mean, it is up for grabs, you know, it's as good as any place. So the home courts in our league, top to bottom, I mean, of course we got great players and coaches too, but the support, and you see it every year in the attendance figures, you know, the Big Ten always leads and we always have 10 of the top 25 are in our league. It's everybody cares at a high level. It makes it fun.
It's always so much fun, and it's hard to believe that basketball, the preseason is less than a month away. I know you're very aware, probably counting down the days, unfortunately, yeah, because your life's about to change big time. Derek Burson, basketball sports information director, who also does a ton of work with football, we might add. We certainly appreciate all that you do for all of the media covering Illinois sports and have done that for so long. And we'll look for you back in the press box next Thursday. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, I look forward to that. First ever Thursday night game. We've had a Thursday, but it'll be our first ever Thursday night. So I bet you're going to see a big-time student crowd there. And we got – who wouldn't want to come out? This defense and Chase Brown, oh, my gosh. How much fun is this team to watch? So it's pretty exciting.
And great to have the excitement back in Memorial Stadium. It's been a while since we've had that. And the buzz around, it's exciting. Hey, Derek, yeah, thanks so much.
Going. We'll yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Person, SID with Illinois basketball. The games we are watching on the college and pro gridiron this weekend. That's next, all along the Illini Guys Radio Network.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.